Okay, in Resh Chaf Ches, we are learning Sif Chaf. And Sif Chaf Aleph, we'll get to today. These are from the more complicated halachis, and certainly not well known. That if someone is neider adas chaveiroi, HaTorah doesn't work. We did most of the sif last time. To review, we said there are really two types of neider adas chaveiroi. One neider adas chaveiroi is when you make a neder and someone else knows about it. So that's the Yerushalmi's version. Neider adas chaveiroi, you just have to tell him. Menei chashad. He saw you made a neder and you're being iver, so all you have to do is notify him. You don't need his permission. The more serious case of neider adas chaveiroi is the case you have here on Sif Chaf goes for three sides. On the first side, we had Mokagai Moshe Shanader Adas Yisrael Bishul Shasiyalai Bitai. So that the neder was an exchange for a favor. Since it was an exchange for a favor, there you need the haskama of the other person. The other person has to agree, and only if he agrees is it considered to be, are you allowed to be matir? And that I told you last time, we had the case of Tzidkiyo and Nebuchadnezzar, where he was neider adas chaveiro. He made a neder adas Nebuchadnezzar, and they shouldn't have been matter his neder without the haskama of Nebuchadnezzar. Tosis, they asked how they were allowed to do it. We'll get to that. I just want to review Sif Shas of Kut and Mem. We learned it last week, but just to review it quickly, because this is the case that often comes up. We don't make the Dorim Adas Chaveiroi very often. We don't make the Dorim at all very often. The Shach in Sukkot Mem talks about somebody who makes an employment contract. And in the employment contract, he has certain conditions. Now, do not compete condition is very common today. And that was the case that Ramesha talked about, comparing it to the Shach. The Shach himself, though, talks about a condition that a person can't quit. So the Shach brought, actually, Machlekes, the Tashbatz and the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef or the Shulchan Aruch is one way, and the Shach held like the Tashbatz. Now let's learn it inside. Sivkat Mem. Mardechai Kasev Perak Hashelayach. This is Sugi Gittin, not Nedarim. Daf Lamed Hey Lamed Vav. Kishaisai Hichrichai V'Nada L'Daitai Bein Machmas Ava Bein Machmas Yira. That's why Paiskim D'Tay V'Dafka Bina Mechay Nira. The case there, what he's going on is this. Now, if you do me a favor, if I do a neder, it's only if the neder is for your taiva. Like Moshe Rabbeinu not moving away. The neder is l'taivas Yisrael, and memela it works. Kosev Beis Yosef, Kosev Rashbat, Poyol Yochel Laza Taizmanai, Afal Pishikul Becherim V'nidu Elasis Malachol Kol Zmanahu. So here's the machlaikas. Somebody gets hired. So the employer says to him, that I don't want you to quit. I'm going to hire you adas that you don't quit. Now, how din Torah is that an employee is allowed to quit. He's allowed to quit. He's not allowed to cause him a loss. He has to give him time to hire someone else. But beyond that, he's allowed to quit. And the employer made him make a cheirim v'nidui, which has the din of a neder, that he won't quit. So the Tashbat said, "Eimatirin lei ela b'fanav." You have to. It's neider adas chaveiroi. Pishu bein atam and adavka shenishba machmas toiv v'sha'asa imay. Akein ad kan. The Tashbat says only if you got a favor. They dvarim nechayim. That's the lower b'tam payalay selay toiv v'abayish noisel lei malach. See, here's the machlokes. The machlokes is you only can't be matan noider al das chaveiro if he did you a favor. Is the fact that he gave you a job, is that a favor? He gave you a job and he's paying you regular wages. He needs a job done. So that's called he did me a favor. It's an even exchange. So the question is if that's called a taiva or not. The Beis Yosef says that that's called asalei taiva. That's called he did him a favor. I can't say that. Vani Yaima says the shach devarim nechayim. Tashbatz is right. The stam payel oisle balabayis taiva. I don't mishum loy malacha. Aval ena taiva machmas sheish baloy. But not taiva machmas shvua davka beinon. He says the taiva has to be in exchange for the shvua. The job is giving him a job so that he should, because he's going to work for him. If you have an employer and an employee, it's a taiva, it's a two direction taiva. It's a taiva in both directions. So the employer is happy with, hopefully, with the worker, and the worker is happy with the job. He didn't get anything extra in exchange for the shvua. What did he give him? He's hiring. He applied for a job, he wants to hire him. He says, swear you won't quit. So the Shah says, why? He didn't give him any favor in exchange for the shvua. What favor did he give him? That he's hiring him? He's looking to hire somebody to do the job.
He could hire somebody else.
Yeah, so he'll get exactly the same thing. Also make the other person swear.
People get married, they're doing each other favors. They both want it. Same thing, employer and employee. They both want it.
So the question is this called a taiva in exchange for the shvua?
It's a deal.
What happens if I say, I'll lend you money on the condition that you shop in my store? Is that ribbis?
Yes.
Yeah, but why? You're not doing me any favor, I'm doing you a favor. I'm selling it to you at regular price. And you're buying it at regular price. You follow? What?
You shop
somewhere. Maybe not, maybe shop somewhere else, but he's not doing him a favor. He's getting, assuming the prices are regular prices, so he's getting milk for the price of milk.
Every time a customer comes in, he's helping you.
I understand there's a benefit, but there's no financial... He's not giving up any financial... Any finances, any financial...
What?
He says, swear not to quit, and I'll swear not to fire you. So that would be good. That's an exchange for a shvua, you're right. And then the shach title would fall away. If he says, swear you're not going to quit, and I'll give you a bonus or something.
I'll pay you one time.
But... So this is actually a machlekes in the Chasribis. In the last sif, I think, of Simon Kav Samach. It's a machlekes if Taivas HaNoah Amamin or Taivas HaNoah Lamamin. You all had it in Shas. A machlekes if Taivas HaNoah. Taivas HaNoah means, I'm not giving you any money. I'm going to shop by you and not by someone else. So the question is if Taivas HaNoah is considered to be money or not. And people pay for advertising to get people in the store. But Lamaisa, that's the... It's a machlaikis, milchus ribbis, it's a shayla. We had this the following kasha. Let's say we agree that it's ribbis. If I say, I'll lend you money only if you shop in my store. Okay? So you walk into my store, you shop by me, and I have a book. I give you credit, right? A lot of stores have, they give credit. So you walk into my store, and you tell me, listen, today I'm shopping across the street by a competitor. I'd like to put it on your book. You should give me the credit and give him the money. Say, what are you nuts? Your credit, you're going to shop by him? I'll give you credit and shop by me. So why isn't that ribbis? Why isn't that ribbis? I'm only going to lend you money if you shop in my store. If you shop somewhere else, I'm not giving you credit.
So where's the ribbis?
Well, you just finished saying that shopping in my store. In other words, I'll give you a loan only if you shop in my store. So if you hold Taivas HaNoah's mamin, so then your shopping in my store is ribbis in exchange for credit.
See, I shopped in the store and he's taking this stuff already. So he'll say, okay, I'll give it to you on loan. Because you already bought it. I'll give it to you on loan.
You didn't buy it unless I give you credit.
You took it in your hands and you said...
Well, you can't walk out of the store with it if you don't pay. I'll lend you money if you buy it. That answered your question. Yeah.
Be a case of that, I think the closer the doctor and nurse
So what does that have to do with the shul? He gave a psak halacha, then it's aser. So if it's aser, it's aser. Right, then it's his case. If it's look, if it's aser, then there's nothing to talk about. Right, if it's aser, then the neder on iser is nachal anyway. If it's not aser, then it's the shach.
Judges aren't allowed to strike because of the Taylor Act.
Judges are not allowed to strike because no one would notice. You go to a judge and he postpones it for 6 months. So, sorry, yeah, you're asking me. I'll lend you $500, you have $100 in my store. It sounds worse, yeah. Right? Give an extra $400. Yeah. So I don't know.
That's no different than giving on credit.
That's
it.
Yeah. It appears it's mutter. It's ma'aseh b'chol yom. The bottom line, Taz says you should be machmir. I think it's a long Taz, if I remember correctly, at the end of Kuf Samach. He says to be machmir because it's a suffix of Tavis. No, mom, and a lot, mom, and to be machmir, I can't make it a condition of my loan. I'll lend you money if you shop by me, if you work for me. So I don't know the answer. I'm not sure what the answer is. I'm not sure. I don't know. What? If Tavis had lost lav mamin, what's the difference? Rabbi Yosef, what's the difference if it's a taiva or not? What we mean to say is, in Sif Chaf, in the first page, see it says in the last four lines, Davke shenadar al daiteh bishul shum taiva sha'asalai. When's it called Noidu Adas Chaveiroi? If he did him a favor, Bishvil HaShvua, in exchange for the Shvua. That's a Taina. He didn't do him a favor, Bishvil HaShvua. He's hiring, he's working. Is that a Taiva? That's a Machlaik, the base Yosef and the... Okay. It's interesting, Rabbi Keith Eger, if someone returned money he stole, is that called a Taiva? Someone stole money from someone. So he returned it to him, but he says you have to swear not to fire me, I'll give you back the money I took from the cash register. So Rabbi Keith Eger says, there's only one Rabbi Keith Eger here, and Shach Sukkot Mem. And this Shach, he says, Im Hilza Laiha Mashbiya Mamin Shegazal Biyadeh Lai Mikriyos Lai Taiva Kim Shegazal Itai. That's what he's quoting. Not sure who he's quoting. The one that says in parentheses Shach Sukkot Mem starts with Shach Sukkot Mem. It's probably the page before you. Vayner relief. Raya Biyitzit Kiyom Nebuchadnezzar. What's the Raya? What the Raya is exactly. Okay, anyway, this is the condition. Yeah. If I give you goods and I say you don't have to pay, that's a loan. I'm giving you worth, value, and you don't have to pay me. So that's a loan. Extending credit is a loan. The credit, Derech Mechachomemka, is Mr. Rabbanim. That's what it says in the first Rashi in Perikes and Eshech. The second Rashi. Derech Mechachomemka is considered Mr. Rabbanim, but I still read that.
In the parsha by Yaakov and Rabban, when he swore or he did something, saying you can't take any more daughters than these at the end of the parsha, is that a taiva there, or he just made him do it?
Says he swore.
Yeah. It says a bris. It doesn't say swear.
Yeah. Maybe. Okay. That's the case. That's the case.
That's called Adas.
Okay, Adas Yachid. Okay, so let's go over to page next page. Avol, the top line. Avol mi atzmai nader adas chaveri yechayu mahatu loy b'leidaitai. If a person made a neder, not in exchange for a taiva, on his own, he could be matir. Ramah v'yeshem sar shiyei di aloy. You have to notify him shehit aloy kedei shalo yach shalai se shavar al nidrei. It's Yerushalmi's in. Yeah. There are two dinim of noida das chaveroi. This is the Rishami that bnei hachashad. If you swore das chaveroi, you're going to be over. He'll be chayshin you. So for that, you need to notify him, but you don't need his permission. Mikvar mei sheyef shaloi di'ay matim alay kartach shuv like a chashada. Once he's dead, so there's no chashad and everything is good. Back to the mechaber. Afilu nader al daita bishol tayv shasaloi. In b'di'evet itiru loy b'loy daita havi atara. Right, this we learn from the Nebuchadnezzar and Tzidkiyahu, as the Gros says in Mem Dalet. You see Gros Mem Dalet?
Yes.
It says that if you matter the neder, b'dievet it works. The Mloy Kain, my Yahani Leil Tzidkiyahu, b'kam Sanhedrin heichitiru loy, b'kam Tzidkiyahu yitzadik gomer, k'mash kosem perichelik. So obviously, b'di'evet, if the Bezdin is Matthew, such a neder, it's the Hatorah is Chal. B'hu sheparat ha-neder v'yodah ha-chachem sholtei as chaveri nasa. Not if you fooled the Chacham. It has to be that you told the Chacham that this shvuah was done as chaveri, and for whatever reason, the Chacham saw fit to be Matthew the neder.
But you couldn't tell
him until umiyu, ha-bezdin sh'niska klakach roi li'asra elo'ichichai. I'm still being the Mechaber. The bezin that agreed to it, they should be punished, as happened with the Sanhedrin in the time of Tzidkiyahu. The second sheet that holds it's not a hatara. Memvav de gra. Tzidkiyahu muchach lahepach. Seirei ma osaloi. Because they were wrong. Look what happened to them. What happened to him? What happened to the Sanhedrin? V'kosset Saveach, and the Pasuk screams, Gam v'melech Nebuchadnezzar morad. So everyone learns it from Tzidkiyahu and Nebuchadnezzar. Machlokes says if we should learn to be matir or ta'asa.
Isn't that a great riot to be
asa? That's the Yeshayim. That since they ended up being punished, it's a riot to asa. Ramah ma'achash asloi taiva v'nishbalai mishum zeh. If somebody swore to do his friend a taiva, he didn't swear because the person did him a favor. He just said, "I promise you, I'll do it." So if it's an exchange for something, like in the case of Nebuchadnezzar, then some machlokes of tchal b'di'evet. When the chaver had no in exchange for it, then there's no machlokes, and b'di'evet the hatorah is good.
What hanot did Tzidkiyahu get?
That he wasn't killed. When you go into the man, when the Nebuchadnezzar is there, the hanot was the Nebuchadnezzar was going to kill him. What? Right. Yes. If he makes a neder in front of a group of people,
not because he wanted to make himself
dead. He just was. If it's something that they'll see him being over. Look, if he made a neder that something that they'll never see, there's no chashad. He made a neder, he's going to fast Monday and Thursday, they'll see him eating. So he has to let them know. Shulchan Aruch Vayitiv, if Nishma l'chaveiroi shelo yozes mi'ir plaini, if he swore to his friend that he's not going to move out of the town, v'avar v'yotza matirin loy afilu shloim yedaita. Very strange din. If he was already over, he shouldn't have been over. He moved out of town, he swore he won't, like in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he moved out afilu shloim yedaita. Kiman she'ena no shuv l'mashbiya b'davar. Now he's out of town anyway. So what does the Meshbiah care if you're going to be Matan Eder? So you can be Matan Eder once he moved out. Obviously, it causes issues because he'll be less reluctant to move out if he knows that they can be Matan Eder and make it not an Aveira. So V'yeshev she'chilik ben asalei tev aloi asalei tev aloi lamei matir aloi ela b'yidi asai. This last Yeshayim is similar to the Mechaber earlier. That you have to let him know, and again, the Gra Memchas Mnei Hashad, Kutai Mnei Hashad, that no difference if he did a taiva or didn't do a taiva. So the back and forth of the Shulchan Aruch is a little confusing, but I think the bottom line of the Shulchan Aruch is pretty clear. Now let's turn and see the last piece of Sifchav.
The Ramah.
Okay, let's go back to, let's say, Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu. Had Yisrael died, so then you can be mad to Moshe Rabbeinu to leave, because the assumption is that Yisrael doesn't care anymore if he does stay in town, or if he doesn't stay in town. What's the nafka mida?
What if he's doing it? He's already dead.
He needs a hat. He swore not to leave.
Yeah.
Well, it depends what the language of his dad there was. But
he made it privately to Yisro, and Yisro in that case passed away. So wouldn't it be Mabatel anyway?
So let me tell you, there's a halacha which appears earlier in Shulchan Aruch that if someone makes a neder, a personal neder, he's neman to say what he was thinking. Let's say a person makes a neder, he ousts all bread in the world on himself. And then he tells us, I was thinking of paschitim. I meant regular bread. If it's cornbread or barley bread, that's not what I meant. So a person is neman. A person is believed and has to be able to fit the words that he's saying. But it's like every bait on the asvay aveira, you're in the kitchen, then you have a kitchen shiloh, you can paschit for yourself, because you whatever is going on is going on. So there's no issue in such a case. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is reshiyud that you need pivoli by shavu lefika chaya believe by leader be paschitim vaytzi besvasa pasayrim. See if he meant paschitim, he said pasayrim but to bishneim. But if he stam said pas, he says he pastam that he meant paschitim. Then that's okay. In other words, a person is never really to explain the thing that he meant. Now that's only when he's nishba al das atzmai. When he's nishba al das acherim, so then there's no nevanis. If I swear, I'm not gonna move out of town. If you give me a daughter, like Moshe Rabbeinu in Yisrael, and then he says out of town, I meant whatever he meant. So he has no nevanis. It's not that he's not believed. This has no taikif. Because since someone is nishba al das chaveray, so it doesn't work. There's Rabbi Kiva Eger in Reish Yud Ches that the conditions are a little complicated, but the psak is easy. The first Rabbi Kiva Eger in Reish Yud Ches says, "Noyde lechaveiroi avolei chaveir dibra basel nishba leishtoi shelo yitzieru mir plaidis." Someone swore to his wife, "We'll live in New York, whatever." Im oisa meisa v'abachrichin oisa lotzeis. So here it says a halacha that when he swears, it's totally in daitai, not in daitai. He says, I won't move out of New York, I consider Long Island part of New York. So that doesn't work, because it has to be that it fits the words where Yenishbal Das Chaveiroi. Rabbi Kivega here has an interesting shaila. A man swore he's not going to move out of town. So his wife, with his wife's permission, he could move out of town. He could be married to that. He did it al-das his wife. So he tells his wife, I'm not going to move out of town. But he makes life miserable for her here, so that she should want to move out of town. He makes things difficult. So Rabbi Kivega there says, Noyde l'chaveir, nishpa l'isha, shaser mi aploy nisim, oysa maysim, ha-machlichin oysa lo, says, choshem oytzi mamish. Even though he tainis, that's not what I swore. I swore shaloi lohaitzi. I'm not going to take you out of town. See, tainis leinishba shaloi lohaitzi. He says kaloi nishba lohaitzi al kseifai. Even though he said I'm not going to take you out of town, it doesn't mean I'm not going to put you on my shoulders and take you out. And v'oi debasa daita az liman kiva nishbiyasai chumasarikash. So he says that when you swear for someone else, you don't go by the words; you go by the understanding of the other person. So that's the din. If somebody swears he's going to stay in town, so even though he could say, I meant as long as my parents live here, I'm going to live here. When they die, I can move out. So if it's him himself, he could do that. But if it's Adas Acherim, if he swears Adas Acherim, then He can't adjust it unless it'll be dvar v'nikarim. So at any rate, the Ramah says a meisa meisa should not adat yochla hatir kach miu meshuaisa teyelas chaveray kigen shnish v'losis la'izadava asher lasik v'schayir belti rishusai. If there's a financial benefit, if you swear to someone there's a financial benefit, then the Yarshim Yarshim. So if he swore he's going to live in the town, that's one thing. But if he swore something that has to do with fire, with a financial benefit, it goes to the Yarshim. And you cannot be matter without permission. Komokim Shanishba Kibble Taivim and Mashbiya. Even though the other person got a favor from Mishari Yisrael, Kibble Yaisa Taiva Mamaisha, Shinasta Bita, Afilachi Mikatava. Someone will say, I did you a favor marrying your daughter? You did me a favor that you let me marry your daughter. I did you a favor, I married your daughter. So it doesn't matter. Since he couldn't marry her without Yisrael's permission, so Memela Yisrael is saying, look, I was mativ to you, you can marry her. And Memela, it's a Nishba Das Chaveira. Now, I'm sorry? No, no. The Tysus asks, what was the Sanhedrin thinking by Nebuchadnezzar and Tzidkiyahu? What were they thinking? Why were they matir his neder? He swore Nebuchadnezzar not to reveal the secret. What were they thinking? I mean, they also came Sunday morning and learned the Hilchos Hataras Nedarim. So he said, Tysus says that it was a dvar mitzvah because Tzidkiyahu was so disturbed that he couldn't learn, he couldn't daven. That he saw this by Nebuchadnezzar, the Russian Nebuchadnezzar, he saw something that if he's mefarsimit, everyone will see what a low life he is. And he couldn't be mefarsimit. It stared him. So Tysus says, the Sanhedrin held, that's called the Dvar Mitzvah, and it's mutter. The Ramah here, where it says, Shachnun Dalad, Yeshayimrim, he brings Tysus as a Yeshayimrim, the Litzarech Mitzvah Matira Neda Shadishbal Das Chaveirai, Afilu Beloy Das Chaveirai, but he says it b'shem Tysus. So, that if it's a tzarchei mitzvah, it's mutter. Now, what's in the geder of tzarchei mitzvah? So that we're going to see more by Arichas and Sifchaf Aleph. But
your health and well-being is from Nebuchadnezzar.
In Pisrei Tshuva Yud Gimel. I just skipped the brackets. I am a Tshuva Snai Deb Yehuda. Shekos of Dafla Chelkin, the filled Dvar Mitzvah Eimatirin, even those who hold Yiramatim Dvar Mitzvah Dafka, Im Yesh Hezek Lechaber Behetazeh, Dum Yedalich Esmashal Mitzrayim. Only if it's a Hezek to the one you swore to, like Moshe Rabbeinu go to Mitzrayim, Shud Dvar Mitzvah, Hayim Zeh Hefsin Li Yisrael, Shai Rai Yat Sinai. Interesting. That's why Yisrael wanted him there. He had a free shepherd, as he seems to say. I thought because he likes him, he wants him around. So he says that even if you swallow Teyelas Chaveirai, if there's no downside to Chaveirai, that you can be matter without him. Okay, now, the last piece of Ramah is Ishmi Isha Shekel Bukhayr Mashnishbu Zelazel Isa Zezeh. This is a very unfortunate thing that happens occasionally. When a boy and girl are dating or met, and there's opposition to their shidduch, and they swear one to the other that no matter how much pressure they get, they promise each other that they're going to get married. Whenever I have these cases that come up, I always tell the young couple, I tell them, look, if I'm for the marriage, against the marriage, there's nothing to do with it. Just don't promise. Don't make promises one to the other because it causes problems. The Ramah says, "Ish v'isha shikim luchayrim, ashnish v'zeh lezeh, lisa zeh zeh, ein matirin le'echam le'das chaveirai. Zeh mikriya tova, shekol echad reitz, lisa chaveirai. Each one commits to his friend, v'nishbu mishum kar zeh lezeh." So, we're not matir neder. That is one loophole. Ramah says, "Avol, ami ishai meres, shesayna oisai." If she says, "I hate him," she gave a good reason for it. then matirin lo shalai midaitai. Why? Da filu kfar nisis haymeris moasalai chayav loitzi. If it's moasalai, then you're mechayev to be megarish. So b'meila, it's sort of a loophole if it's taka holding in a case of moasalai. But where they want to get married, they just don't want to fight the family opposition. It's not enough of a reason to be married.
Why can't you say
by her? You can do that too. It's not dafka. Okay, Meister Shoya Kachaya was a tshuva in the Marival, so the Meister, but it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Right, so this is the din, the Shach Nun Hei, Kosamaram Padva, Mitshuva, Sibinayin, Dafka Nishmu Shnehem. Listen to this. That's dafka if they swore to each other. Avalim Echad Loi Nishma, if one swore, not the other, that's not Nishma Das Chaveri, Limikri Taiva Britzi Levad. That's not called taiva because she liked him because he swore. Because he mashu tshuva sarashba gaiberuven sheshidach benoy chanoich in bashimin chanoich benoy nishpan, only one side swore meviim arik b'sherish nun beis v'afa gav shkosem ram padva oid sham v'ayinir l'chalik v'loy medavka b'mashem esratza ish l'kachas isha mikri taiva li'isha k'din shal ma'ram amashratza si isha k'din shal arashba loy mikri taiva hisha b'chaldu v'nichala. The Gemara says that when the shvua elicits a commitment by him, that's hatava. Her commitment is not hatava because isha b'choldu nichala, the tavla meisiv tandu meleisiv armalu. So if so, there should be a chilik in which direction. So das marik shamei ein enirikain chenik v'shein lechalek. So we don't hold of this chilik. Probably today, certainly not. And the ma'isa, it's only when it nishma das chaveri. If I swear on das chaveri and I get a favor back for it, so if they swear to, I swear I'll marry you and you swear you'll marry me, so I got something. I swore, you swore. But if I swore and you didn't swear back to me, so even though I get the ritzu, even though I get some chayin in your eyes, but lamaisa, that's not enough to be considered a to be considered nishma al das chaveri. And
that makes it, why it's unmaterable if it's
nishma das chaveri. It when a person swears in exchange for something, we understand it's not correct, it's not proper to do it because it's understood that that was the das of the shvua. Okay, so this is the dinim of nishma das chaveri. A little long, but not if you understand that there are two dinim. As one of the chashad, you have to notify him. And there's one, and in exchange for a taiva, you have to get his permission. Then that's the basic rule. But the only complication is if it's a shvua that's on a dvar mitzvah, for tzarche mitzvah, whether we're matir or we're not matir. Just let's see, the Pischei Tshuva Yadala brings an interesting chsam sefer. Machlek is the chsam sefer, and I think it's the Chavis Yair. As follows. I'm just chsam sefer, herech ma'id bedidim bachur besula. So he had the case, a boy and girl, shenishbu zeh lo zeh, sheyisu zeh zeh, v'shalo yidesu l'acher, and that they won't marry anybody else. Torah tevarim zeh pashit. So he says you can do the following. Ein l'chayev ha'av losin l'hazivog shum nadin uparnasa. Even though the minhag ha'makom is to give a nadin, to make a wedding, they swore to each other to get married, fine, but you're on your own. You can't be m'chayev the parents to help if they're not interested. Baby chuvas chavis yorisim and samach. Bosha muflig by a wealthy man. Shetoka kapai linar kotsev. Listen to this case. He had a handshake with a boy who works in a butcher shop. Which in those days, a butcher was an inferior job. No one would marry a butcher's daughter. Understand? Nowadays it's different, but once upon a time, it was a different world. So I'm sorry. So there was an usher muflig that shook hands with a butcher boy. Shem yishamesh bitoi b'choleha b'magefa v'tisrape. If this boy will take care of his daughter during the Magefa, and she'll be healed. Yasi oisoloi. So he swore that they can get married. Then, of course, she got better. Vishuv chaza oshir v'akle. And now the oshir says, what? You know, like, as long as the daughter was sick, he was ready to shake hands on it. But now not. V'akle shabia shab kalachilukim, shev shashiflu binyazek, kosiv, roi l'chayv l'basu la'av l'kayim shavu asam. That they have to keep the shavu. and say, okay, I'll keep my word, but you're not getting any money for me. Af kiyum de das tamat ki eskaf haya, even though the stam das of the handshake was, she kechenu kederech ha'ilam, ibnan haroi, ayisa nichsei, they used to give a tenth of the chasim, bekomokim yitin av dailoi, schar shikach pite bechinam. In this case, it's a benefit. I normally would never consider him. He's getting my daughter. And certainly, if it was the daughter with the boy, the Chavis Yara says that it's a loophole. If the handshake was under marriage, she could say, "Yeah, but I'm not going to give you any money."
But if she wants to back out, what good will it do to force her? If she wants to back out.
No, he wants to back out, not her.
One of the people in the marriage wants to back out. What good will it do to force
that
to marriage?
You're obligated to get married. It puts a lot of pressure on her. She can't marry anybody else. She can't marry. It'll put pressure on her to consider the marriage. What?
You said that she can't back out because
if she
got married, then she doesn't
have the shuv for a get.
What?
So if it's masalai.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's masalai, that's different. This shuv is not true, it's masalai. It's just that it's a dishkapas to give such a shidduch. What? The true, it seems that she's willing to follow her father's lead. This used to be the custom, that's what it sounds like. And, if she was a katana, I don't know. Okay, at any rate, the Arich was basically masking to the psak to be kai for the daughter. Okay, at any rate, this is Nishbal Das Chaveri. There's one PS I mentioned to you, Ramesh has a tshuva about a do not compete agreement, which he holds as binding. It's Nishbal Das Chaveri. But only if it's a shvua. He writes Teich Devarov. I think I mentioned this once without a clear makar. He says, the case there was a sheikhet who came to a city and he was hired as a sheikhet in South Africa, Johannesburg. And they made him swear that he wouldn't open a competition, and they hired him as a shaykhit. So the lashon shvua was not a lashon swearing; it was lashon iser that he signed. Osir, it was probably a contract that said osir to the shaykhit to compete. So Moshe writes to the shayil. The shayil wanted to permit it. He said, "Mashal einema b'ksav lashon shvua, ella iser gamur." The language is iser gamur. But first, Rishulis Daf Chaf be Isser Daitzia be Lashon Shavua, who Shavua? He says that the word Isser has a Lashon Shavua. Vipsa came by Rambam Perik Beis Rishulis Al Chazayin, and Avav Shav Rambam Isa Shisker Gam Shame that it's also Lashem. Who could they lechayv him Malkus for Karbin Kedisa because of Mishnah? See, Ramesha says that the Lashon Isser is a Lashon Shavua. So this disturbs me. I don't know if I mentioned it. There are a lot of svarim where it says asa lahaitzi mebeis hamedrash or asa lashamish. It's a person who owns something could make a lashon iser on his own svarim. It seems that it's mamish a lashon neder. When you write asir, then sometimes this that I have here, it says the following: the Shulchan Aruch. Kinyan Svarim, the Beis Medrash, Torah Vadas. Also, Lohitzi Sefer Zemi, Beis Medrash. Now, what happened in Torah Vadas is they were all falling apart. I got someone to donate like six sets of Shulchan Aruch, and the others were going Sheamus. I asked them to give me one. So I have it here. It's Taka for Beis Medrash. It's falling apart. Everyone thinks it's falling apart because I used it so much. It's not really why. Now, here it's not being. It says, Also, Lohitzi Sefer Zemi, Beis Medrash, Believe Rishus HaKabayim. I got Rosh Hashanah, but when someone writes in a sefer Asul Shamesh Asur, he's making a lashon nedarim. on other people. It seems that it's right. Not an appropriate lashon to write. Sure, yeah, Ksav works. Also, let's sell it. To make copies. Yeah, you're right. So there should be a lashon eder. Someone perhaps uses things.
I have a lashon eder.
Someone else. Art school prints books, and they write also let's sell it. So you have dinei neder. He asks this thing on anybody. So you buy it. You're buying it with the condition.
I can't tell it's usher for anyone else to use it because I know you're going to break it if you use it.
You could, but you really want to make it's in the darim? Is that your? If you want to, you can do it. You can do it, but I don't think. This is that shuva in. I just put it. Was your day? What was it? Your day? It was Chesh Mishpeche with days. Shuvah Tzadiches. And if it's a Lashon Aser, see, copyright is really Aser to do for business purposes. If it just says copyright, the definition of copyright is that you're not allowed to make copies for profit. That's the law of copyrights for sure. They write today, they write in the Svarim, may not be reproduced for any reason. But if it just says copyright, the law of copyright is that you not do it for any financial benefit. It includes a hired teacher making copies for her class. His class is included because you're being paid. But a voluntary class is not, it doesn't violate the copyright laws. Copyright laws are only for financial benefit, of commercial benefit.
They
wrote Aser, they meant the Shvuah, but by your Sefer, yes. There's no Kavanah to that there is. But the Aser is the Kavanah to Aser. Aser means the Shvuah. I understand, I agree with the underlying thing that you're saying. And, I don't know. This Nigris Mosh is volume Hay, Sierra Deyabase. The paragraph in the discussions on page Kufayin. Okay, anyway, this is Sif Chaf. Let's look at Sif Chaf Aleph, which is also sort of a continuation, but it's a totally new case.
According to that Yerushalmi,
if I think I'm going to give you 10% of my lottery ticket, it's not fine, but if you did me a favor, I shall give you
10%. No, it's only Shvuah, I'll ask Chavei.
I swear to give you 10%.
If you swear you're going to give 10%, yeah. Yeah.
So according to that, you're shouting.
But wait, only if I do you a favor in exchange for it. So that's the day. You swear to give me 10%. What am I going to do for you? You're going to give me 10%.
I gave you the money to
what? Whose ticket is it?
No, the guy
who. He borrowed the money to buy the ticket.
The guy who lent the money.
Well, Sam said, you're my shliach to buy a ticket. You know, it's interesting. All right, if somebody buys two tickets, one for himself and one for his friend, which one is his and which is his friend's? What? No. I'll decide later.
According to the Shalit, I'll ask if someone else, you have to tell him for him, so he doesn't think you're a faker. So you should have to write in there, withdrawn or bought from Torah V'das, over that.
Okay, let's see Sif Chaf Aleph. We start the sugya of Nishbal Das Rabim. This topic. Okay, Nishbal Das Rabim. Sif Chaf Beis, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Gimel, Chaf Dalid. These rules. I'd like you just to turn your copies. It's two sides. Sif Chaf Gimel, just so you should know what we're talking about. Yes, Sif Chav Gimel is a short Sif. Sif Chav Gimel is Neder Shehuda Birabim Yeshlei Hatara Vachashloi Omer Al Daitam. A Neder you make in public is not called swearing Al Das Chaveri. Neder Shehuda Birabim as opposed to Al Das Rabim. So this distinction is a chilek that you have to start with. We're talking about a neder. This is the Gemara's chilek in Gittin. Neder the birabim yeshay atara. Neder it's made birabim has atara. So we're going to learn that it's three people. Yeah.
That's it. that not 10 for a bomb?
The Shach Ayin Hey there says, the last line, Dera Hainu Davki She'en La Rabin Te'elis B'nei Derahu.
Where was Rav now?
The Shach Ayin Hey, back, still on Sivchav Dalet. Sivchav Gimel. Shach Ayin Hey, you're confusing me. Miyadera Hainu Davki She'en La Rabin Te'elis B'nei Der. Halavi Lo Giroi Mi Yachid She'osr Mishum Chashad Kalel. Somebody asked me, if you make a Ne'er Der, in front of 10 people, whether you have to notify all 10. The Shachir says that Chashad is only where the Neder is Nageya to them, where it matters to them. So if you swear in front of 10 people, the Shach says that you have to notify them, the Neder Chashad, only if it's an issue that that's Nageya to them. It's interesting. What? No, so, yeah, but you didn't get anything exchanged, so it's not Al Das Rabin. No, if I swear for that, you give me a job, you give me something, so that could be Al Das Rabin. But just Tamazai, it's not. Okay. So let's go back to Sifchaf Aleph here. Neder Shal Das Rabin, Einle Atara B'lei Daitam. If someone makes a Neder Al Das Rabin, has no atara without their askama. Ramav yesh machmirin afilu imdaitam in lahatir l'dvar rishus v'cheinochen lahach v'lechatchila. So we paskin that would not matter a neder al das rabim unless it's something that's made unless it's for a dvar mitzvah. Elam ke yesh mitzvah b'hatarasa. So we'll talk about cases of this in a minute. But first, the question is, what's the svara for such a thing? The Torah has a parsha of Ataras Nedarim, and the question is, why if I make a neder al das rabim, what the neder das rabim means? I get up in front of the shul and I say, whatever, I'll donate money every year, and in exchange for that, I want to be in charge of, I want to be a candy man. If you're paying for it, it's a different story. But I'm going to get something in exchange. Oh, that's a regular das rabin. Why shouldn't I have our Torah with our haskama? Why not? So the Aruch HaShulchan brings in the name of the Chavos Yoyer. It says there's Simi Yutes. I looked it up. It's not Simi Yutes. I'm not sure where it is. He brings the name of the Chavos Yoyer. Then it's a drabanan. Oh, das rabin should be chamor. And the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. The Aruch HaShulchan says when someone swears behedya Al Das Rabim, he's giving away, it's in his Das to give away the right of Hatara. When a person makes a neder certainly in front of a tzibor, it's included in his Stam Das to give away. He has a Kayach Hatara, and he's giving it away. What's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is, what about Hafaras Habal? What about a husband being matir? A woman makes a neder al das rabim. Could the husband be made for the neder? So HaShulchan says, since the whole logic of neder al das chaver is that the person making the neder is giving away his kayach ha-hatara, so to speak. So that's why hafara works, and that's also that sifchav dalin. Baal mei for neder shenadr isha al das rabim, filled varishus. So she can't. That's why when a man makes a neder, he can give away his right of atara. Since a woman can't give away the right of hafara, so that's why by neder al das rabim, baal mefid neder shenadr isha al das rabim. Not only baal, but the av also. That's later sifchav dal. That therefore, hafara works by a neder al das rabim. Therefore, it does work. Or in a nefesh, or something that's going to cause her agmas nefesh. A lot of public responsibilities involve stress and in a nefesh. So this biur is the biur of the Aruch HaShulchan, that the stam das is that way. I guess if somebody would say beferish, I'm doing it al das rabim, and I want to be able to be matir, according to Aruch HaShulchan, it would work. Because the whole thing is the stam das. If he makes it tonight, it should work. Back to the Shulchan, to the Ramah. Someone swore he's not going to let his friend into his house. Now they're making a shul in his house. Mikri dvar mitzvah umatirin lo shiyave chaveiro lispal v'rabim. So that, even if it was nishbal das rabim, it works. V'chein lasi shalom beinish lishtai, second example. It's also a dvar mitzvah. Or involves tzarchei rabim, chein tzarch parnasasai tashbats. If he made a neder al das rabim and it affects his ability to earn a livelihood, it's also called a dvar mitzvah. The dafkim ef shalakayim a mitzvah b'lei ataras haneder. And with all these, whatever it might be, shalom bayis or parnasa, or any mitzvah, dafka, if you need to be matted a neder, from oisab rabim oivish shaloi lahataloi. Now it's a machlekes. I feel the tzarich mitzvah ain't even loy. If they say we don't want even the tzarich mitzvah, it's aser, and I'll explain why in a minute. Now there are additional examples of tzarich mitzvah in the Ber Hetev. I want to explain to you that we find in different places in Shas different expressions of what's a dvar mitzvah. There are some places where it's a very lenient darga. One example is Erev Tchumen. Most people are not aware you could only make Erev Tchumen to travel for a Dvar Mitzvah. You can't stop make Erev Tchumen. It has to be to travel for a Dvar Mitzvah. Like the Gemara's example, he's going to hear a Drasha Bara. What?
That's interesting.
But why is the Hira Bachman a Dvar Mitzvah?
Yes.
To go to a Shir? Not a Dvar Mitzvah? So it's the wrong guy. I mean, but wait, more. It says even Kibbut Aveim, you want to go greet your parents, we understand that. But it says, Ima Chaveiroi, that you didn't see for a very long time, it's also Dvar Mitzvah. To greet, Tzilum is not, no. It has to be a shtickle Dvar Mitzvah. The same thing, it says you're not allowed to go out on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos, except with Dvar Mitzvah. So Tzar Parnassus is considered the Dvar Mitzvah. Parnassus is also Dvar Mitzvah, this is Parnassus. To go for a stop for a pleasure trip is also, but to go on the... So, there are different interpretations of Dvar Mitzvah. By a Shvus, by a Mir Lakum, it's a much, much more strict interpretation of Shvus to Shvus of a Mokka Mitzvah. It has to be really a Mokka Mitzvah. You can't be Mati Shvus to Shvus because you want to go Mati, you want to go visit your friend. So the interpretation or the word Dvar Mitzvah has different meanings in different places. Sholent is a chamin on Shabbos, the Dvar Mitzvah. You have no other chamin than it's a Dvar Mitzvah. You have water, then it's not a Dvar Mitzvah because you enjoy the Sholent. It says actually, I think Shabbos also. Now, anyway, that's the point I want to make, that there are different gedorim of what constitutes a Dvar Mitzvah. And apparently here, the Geder HaDavar is a rather lenient Geder HaDavar. Now here, this next to the last line of the Ramah, has outside fascinating consequences. Next to the last line, it says, "Oysan harabim oyvim shaloi lahatelai, afilu letzarech mitzvah ematirin." That means they have veto power. It means somebody made a neder al das rabim. Why do we allow hataras nedar for a mitzvah? Because it's an umdana for a mitzvah they would let. If they get up a feirish and say, even though you have an umdana, we would let, we don't want. So then it works. Then it works. Actually, Machlek is Rishayim, but the Shulchan Aruch is saying that it works. And the Gros says, Hatam, because why are we matir? Gros HaMachal, the Mistam and Ichalu, Mashen Ken Kan. The whole reason you can do it without their Askab is Mistam and Ichalu. Gros HaMachal, Mashen Ken Kan, where it was not that way. Okay, so this is this halacha here. I'd like to share with you where this has to do with the contemporary tumult. Part of the Brooklyn Erev Tumul, Flatbush, Borough Park, Williamsburg, whatever neighborhood you like. So one of the, you know, they call it the nuclear option, you know, when all else fails. So you have there's the following option. An Erev Chatzeris only works if you take Lechem and you kain it for everybody in the city. Every in the city has to have a chelik in the bread, and you put it in one place, and then the shutfim in that one place. Without that, the Erev doesn't work. You can build a wall around the place. It doesn't matter. Without the Heskim of everybody, it doesn't work. I don't think you have to know where it is because people don't typically know where it is. But it has to be available. No, yeah, you know, a certain Rav is in charge of the Erev. You go ask him. You could find out. Now, No, goyim, you have to buy. From goyim, you have to buy the rishus. The meaning is to give a dollar to the super or whatever it is. In the city, we buy it from the mayor, Now, we're not getting into all the dinim of Aruv Chatzeris. So this option is to say, look, I believe you shouldn't be making an Eruv. You believe you should be making an Eruv. Sorry. You could be Zeichem. But I'm telling you, I don't want to be Zeichem. I don't want to have a chelik in it. And Mimela, the Eruv is not good, Lekuli Alma. Because everybody holds that it doesn't work, if I'm not mistaken. Rav Feivel Kot spoke, and he said, right. This is right, he spoke in Shul.
Right.
He said, Lamai said Eruv is no good, because I'm not asking to be a chelik in the Eruv. So Mimela, there is no Eruv Chatzeris, and Mimela it doesn't work.
Well, would you remind
me? Because he holds it's a...
If the halach is correct, then you would.
It's a taina, but but they don't hold you can't make an Erev. They hold that there are problems with Erev in the Machber for whatever it is. They don't have a side agenda against the Erev. They don't have a personal reason not to be part of the Erev. They're against the Erev. They don't use the Erev. The briskas are happier that there's an Erev they don't use. It's better than there should be no Erev. There's no Erev that nobody's carrying. So this is the taina that Zachalon is halach in Shulchan Aruch Hashemishpat. Zachalon Shloim Befonav, he's Oymiv Tzeveach. I don't want it, then it doesn't work. That's the reason Ger Cotton, when he's 13, could say, I don't want. Because it works on Zachon Adam, Taisa says. He says, for me, it's not a schus. I'm not interested. So he could be makim on it. So the issue is how we pass it in such a case. So the raya that's brought is from this Rama. The Rama says, "Im oisam harabim oimrim shaloi lahat yafil letzarech mitzvei matirim." Even though stama we assume that nichalei. But we're not matter tshuvas harivash. Now here we have something very unusual in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah here is sois. I told you about like this Rishayim. Here in Sif Chaf Aleph, the Ramah is soisim lahachmer. In Sif Lamid, which is two pages later, in Yochai, the Ramah says Ein Lael. Before in Sif Chaf Aleph Kasafti Yesh Rishayim Kai Gav the Mikri Nishbal Das Rabim Miu Yesh Cholkin. And the language here is the subject of a debate. But the Rabbah is saying, even though before I said that the Rabbim could stop him, here I say that way. That's Taka Chuvas Rivash. But the Rivash argues. And the Rivash says that way. There is a Machlaikis Rishayim. If this halacha holds true. So Rabbi Cheskel Roth wrote a tshuva. He's the big makel on the Erev in Baruch Hakamim for the Paiskim. Politically, there are many. But for the Balei Halacha, he's the big makel. So he wrote a very interesting tshuva. If you put away the politics of it, it's a very fascinating tshuva. And he makes the following distinction. Excuse me. He says there's a difference between things that need das and things that need you're not ma'akiv nichalai, you don't object. He gives a beautiful example. He says we all know we pass on the kabaya yish lemidas lehav a yish. What does that mean? Yish lemidas lehav a yish means even though I know full well if I would tell you you left your umbrella on the train, you got off, the train's gone, well 100% positive you'd be miayish. Still. Yish lemidas lehav a yish. If a yid gets off the train and leaves his umbrella, don't touch it. Because once you pick it up, yemurach hachiyav elio. Don't touch it. Give him 10 minutes to get up in the rain, realize he lost it, be miayish, then take it. But it goes according to when you take it. So yish lemidas lehav a yish. So kasha is, so why zachin la'adam shalei gafanav? Zachin la'adam, I can be zachin something for you, because it's an undina that you're nicha, that you'd be happy with it. But if yish lemidas lehav a yish, if you knew you'd be nicha, but you don't know, what's the difference? The difference is the yish needs das. Yish needs a specific thought on the ayish. Zechus just needs nichalei. I'm kind of for you. As long as you don't object, I can do a kenyan for you. Zechiyah metam shlichus is a type of shlichus. And I could be kind of for you with your heskim. Memela, he tainis, neder al das rabim requires das. It's enough das rabim. You need the das to... So das is something where if someone says, I object, even though the undan is, you're happy with a mitzvah, it doesn't work. But zachin la'odah, by the erev, it's zechiyah. So zechiyah, we have an undan, a mitzvah yanicha. You're screaming, you're not nicha, but we have an undan that really, in the pnimius of the person, that a person would be nicha. And memela, it's enough, even if you say you object, we say, look, if Erevin don't work, it doesn't work anyway, I shouldn't be carrying. I'm relying that Erevin do work. On the tzad it works. I have an undina that you would be, that you're nicha on that tzad, that to be kinder. That was his taina. It's a lamdisha taina, which not everyone's masking to. But he adds a few tzirufim. Really, his main tziruf is that one of the parts of an Erev is that you buy from the city the rights in the public areas. For a guy, you have to buy from a guy. You can't go door to door and buy from a guy. So we buy from the city the rights in the public area, which is a method mentioned in halacha to acquire the guy's chelik. Since you buy from the city, you're really buying from the Jew that objects as well. And the taina is that purchase should work. Now, whether that purchase does work or you need pas mamish is part of the subject of this whole debate, but that's a tzirif that he does. What's interesting is the condition. I just want you to know the flappish Erev is not like the Barapak Erev. The flappish Erev is mostly imagination. They use McDonald Avenue, which is highly debated. Ramesh in a separate tshuva holds you can't use McDonald Avenue. I spoke to the Rav who was masking to. I said, you use the McDonald Avenue, use the tracks, because you hold it to Tzuras HaPesach, because you hold good Asik. So he said he doesn't know. I walked one day, I when this was going on, I walked from Tervidas from 18th, I walked down to 18th, I walked down McDonald all the way. Now, if they use it to Tzuras HaPesach, it doesn't work. There are many areas where the Lechi goes all the way up, there's nothing above it. In other words, there are places where the pillar goes under the track, and there are places where it goes higher. Where, for that, I don't know why they built it that way. So if it's a Tzuras HaPesach, it certainly doesn't work. And if it's what? No, it's Menatzah. No, and if they mean good Asik Mechitza, so I'm not certain. In many of the areas, including right on 18th Avenue, where it sticks out, the furthest point, there's no straight line. It's a bunch of, like, railroad tracks, a bunch of separate sticks sticking out. Now, last year, they were doing repairs on 18th Avenue. They still are. But remember, they had that, it's blue or purple, I can't tell the difference. They had the big tarp. Tarp isn't there. I went there last week because I was concerned. No, they built like a wooden thing. But the tarp, which went all the way to the end, interrupted the good Asik anyway. And even when she tossed them, it wasn't good. And, I'm just reluctant to get into the nitty-gritty. I don't want to fight with anybody. But I called them and I asked them, do they check the tracks? They don't check the tracks. They expect it to stay the same. But this tarp was in the way all the time. So it's not the same as other areas. It's built with many coolers besides. If you go online, you get a map. And that's what made me suspect it was the train tracks, because it takes all the way down. And I suspect, I don't know, I asked them if they use the train tracks, and they do. And then it goes along the harbor, which might be using the sand dunes there, which may or may not be acceptable. It's also an issue of great debate. Where? By the train tracks? Good asik. You need a straight line. If it's a bunch of tracks going out, it shouldn't work. So here, there are two levels. It's a little complicated. Ramesh shows he can't use train tracks in any event. Ramesh says that we don't find anywhere good asik creates a mechitza. It doesn't create mechitzas. Good asik is a head to carry within, but it doesn't make mechitzas for the outside. That's what Ramesh writes in his truth. Anyway, this is a side issue. I don't want to get into the politics of it, but we'll finish Sif Chaf Aleph next week as was issue.